As most farmers and many non-farmers know, stripe rust is nobody's friend. Seeing this dangerous disease on your crop can be devastating to a farmer's yield. The good news is there are researchers trying to resolve this issue for you. In Manhattan, Kansas, research specialists at USDA are striving to create a wheat variety that's resistant to stripe rust. Building 7 at the USDA Grain Marketing and Production Research Center previously housed a facility designed for wind erosion research. When the building was destroyed in 2008 by a tornado, things changed. With funding being scarce, the wind erosion research team had to relocate. But with their research budget enhanced, the hard winter wheat genetics research unit was fortunate enough to move their research into Building 7. The renovated Building 7 is around 10,000 square feet and has the best modern technology that's available. They can grow wheat year-round in their large growth room equipped with LED lights. Mary Gutierrez, USDA research geneticist, says being able to grow wheat 365 days a year is a huge benefit to wheat research. The renovated building provides space to benefit all aspects of receiving, growing, processing, characterizing, treating, storing, and shipping seeds to cooperating wheat breeding programs. Being able to do all of these projects under one roof is a huge benefit for the wheat research team. Gutierrez is doing extensive research on wheat, creating a wheat that will be stripe rust resistant. Doing her research in Building 7 has given her opportunities she never thought possible. With endless support from her administration, Gutierrez is making breakthroughs. She can replicate the exact conditions farmers see in the field with technology available in the research unit. Gutierrez has partnered with the Kansas State University research team to collaborate. She sees Building 7 as a shared resource for research. She said, "I want this place to be the best resource for wheat research in the region." The Hard Winter Wheat Genetics Research Unit team has seen amazing results with the wheat that they are growing in the Wheat Genetics Lab. With the technology enabling them to grow wheat year-round in all weather conditions and exposing the crop to diseases, they are continuing to learn more and more about the wheat crop. A big goal for the Hard Winter Wheat Genetics Research Unit is to get the wheat to grow from the young stages to the adult stages with no threats of disease on the crop. Gutierrez said, "In the small amount we have done in field testing, the results are amazing." With the results the Hard Winter Wheat Genetics Research Unit team has been seeing, a wheat line with resistance to stripe rust should be available to farmers in the near future. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.